This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and as always, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest, no good son of a bitch you've ever heard on the radio. And I take pride in that because I'm probably one of the few that will tell you the truth, unfiltered, of course. But if you don't like it, as always, just turn it off. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And I'd still like to have a nigger call me. I really would. Not a proud black person. They're too busy working today. A nigger, when they get up from selling dope or shooting somebody or breaking into a house or carjacking, I want a nigger to call me up and tell me why they hate white people so bad after all we've done to the for the nigger community. I'd like to know why they hate us so bad and why they can't get off their ass and the crackers and the hunkies. There's enough white ignorant bastards in the game to go around. But I don't care what they say percentage-wise. I think the niggers are a lot. I say a lot more violent than the crackers and the hunkies and the white bad guys. Now, there's some violent cracker and hunkies out there, there's no doubt. But I just, you know, you read about North St. Louis, you read about the killings in the black neighborhoods, and you think, when the hell is it going to stop? And then what they do, and you won't hear it anywhere else, you think anybody's going to talk what I talk about on KMOX or KSD or any of these radio stations? Hell no, they'll get too much heat. They'll have the NAACP. I told the NAACP many times, come over and pick at my radio station. Come over and pick at our station. We'll be more than happy to have them come over here. No good son of a bitches. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable why we have to live. We have to live in all this violent crap. The greatest country on earth. And we have to live in all this violent crap. And then you have politicians, these bastards lie to you. You got the mayor of Belleville, Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy boy, Mark Eckert. They have fights now at Belleville East High School. A big fight, had to call the police out, a major brawl at Belleville East High School. Now, when the mayor tells you it's not dangerous in Belleville, call him a damn liar, will you? And let him know that Bob Romanek said the same thing. There was a large fight at Belleville East, and there may be some criminal charges, and guarantee you, it was initiated by the niggers. Not the proud blacks, you hear me, by the niggers. You can't walk around anywhere in Belleville anymore. You can't walk around anywhere in St. Louis. They'll shoot you on any corner. They don't give a damn. And again, it's not just the niggers, it's the crackers and the hunkies, but the niggers take precedent in violence percentage-wise. And anybody can prove me any different, please give me a call. But I want you to prove me different, not just say that white people are more violent. You know, I get up every morning and you see the same crap. Now, I go to Belleville, the Belleville Schnooks, and there's a lot of proud black people in Belleville, but man, there's a lot of niggers. There's a lot of proud blacks in the St. Louis area, but man, they're niggers and they're moving in. They're moving in from North St. Louis. See, the problem with this Cure Violence program that they've just announced, that they voted, they approved $5 million. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen just approved $5 million for a planned violence prevention program called Cure Violence. As I always say, I was a policeman long enough. That's not going to cure anything but the habits of some of the greedy people who get the money to initiate this program. That's not going to help. The aldermen voted 26-0. Now, what will happen is, just like any other political situation, in 6-8 months after the program starts, there'll still be killings, there'll still be all that violence, and then they'll just move on to something else. They'll forget all about it. See, I won't forget about it, but they will. But they want that money. They see $5 million. Money is never the cure-all for violence. Money is never, never, ever the cure-all for violence. It's the home structure. And until you get the home structure back in the nigger, not the proud black community, but the nigger community, until you get it where the mother doesn't lay there and get drunk and get high and let her kids run the street at 12, 13, 10, 9, 8 years old, until that happens, until they take hold of the young children, it's going to be a perpetual cycle of violence, generation after generation after generation. But whenever you cure the violence in North St. Louis, which will never happen, never ever happen, but if you do cure the violence in North St. Louis, where do you think the violent people are going to go? You think they're just going to retire? They're not going to retire. You can see it now in the St. Louis area. You can see the Central West End getting more violent by the day. You can see University City. You can see the Loop area getting more violent by the day. You can see in North St. Louis. They've moved from North St. Louis, some of them, to South St. Louis, and there's violence every day even in South St. Louis. It's going to make it out to the county. These niggers, after they destroy, and the crackers and the hunkies, but again, I have to say in the St. Louis region, it's primarily the violent niggers. When they destroy North St. Louis, they'll go to U City, they'll go to the Loop. When they destroy that, they'll go to the Central West End. From there, they'll go to Mid St. Louis, then to South St. Louis. They've come over the river, they're all over. The proud blacks don't want to be around them, but won't hear it anywhere else. Everybody, that's the underbelly, people, and especially for you white people. It's the underbelly, all this violence, but you're afraid to say anything because then you're a racist. No, you're not a racist, you're a realist. You're a realist when you talk about serious problems that could impact you, your community, your families, their safety. You gotta talk up. You gotta speak up, you gotta stand up, and you gotta speak up. If you don't stand up and speak up, they're gonna run over you. And I know a lot of you white people, you're still afraid. Well, they'll say I'm a racist, they'll say I'm a white supremacist. Let these ignorant bastards say anything they wanna say. Defend yourself, defend your community, and I say, just like the proud black people do, defend your race. No violence. But I'll be damned, I'm a proud white man. I'd say that at the NAACP convention if they had me speak there. I'm not ashamed to be white. There's no white supremacy here. There's no white privilege. I just happen to be born white. And black people just happen to be born black. And we just make the best of whatever situation we have. That's all we can do, is make the best of the situation we have. But I don't see any remedy for this violence, the rate we're going. Now, they've been talking about violence in St. Louis, violence all over for the last 10, 15, 20 years, and it's really geared up, I think, in the last 15, 20 years. Think about it, people. There was always some violence around, but never. You check the records in North St. Louis 30 years ago. I bet you there was a little violence. But I bet you it wasn't all-out war. It's all-out war in North St. Louis. And again, if you move them out of North St. Louis, and this Cure Violence is not going to do it, but if you would happen to be lucky enough to move them out of North St. Louis, and you think they're just going to evaporate, you're crazy. These bums, I don't care if you had a policeman on every corner and you run them out of North St. Louis, then you're going to have to get a policeman on every corner in Mid St. Louis, a policeman on every corner in South St. Louis when they go around to that area, and then they're going to come back to North St. Louis. So for you people to think cure violence, you think this money, you think to have somebody, and even criminals, they said, even felons, we're going to pay to go out and talk to the people that we think that create crimes. You don't know who's creating crimes. You know, if you know who's creating crimes, the police officers should be there. But if you don't, and you're going to pick and choose, isn't that a little discriminatory? Hey, there's a black guy. I think maybe he from North St. Louis, maybe he could be a criminal. We're going to go talk to him. How discriminatory is that to talk to that man just because he's black? Now, you're going to have black people do it because, man, as soon as a white person did it, it'd be racism all over the place. You know, they want what the white people have. They don't care about being around white people. They do not care. The niggers do not care about being around white people. They just want what we have. They want what we can offer. They don't give a damn. And then when they take from us, when they take and can't get any more, then they'll move on. And eventually, I'll say in the next 10 years, and you can write it down, in the next 10 years, there won't be as much violence in North St. Louis because there won't be much in North St. Louis to have violence over. It's unbelievable how people can destroy an area. And you see the niggers, they're coming to Belleville. They were in East St. Louis. The Proud Blacks got out of East St. Louis a long time ago. Now, there's still some Proud Blacks in East St. Louis. But, man, there's a lot of violent niggers. And you know what they're doing now? They're coming up to Belleville. The Proud Blacks, they don't want to be in Belleville. Oh, they're moving out in the outer county, wherever the hell they can get away from the violent niggers. But they're coming up to Belleville. You can drive the streets of Belleville at night. All you see are blacks. There's some Proud Blacks out there, grant you, but there's a lot of niggers milling around at 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I drive around and I see it. I know what the hell's going on. You see two thugs in a car at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they got gold teeth and their hair braided, and they look like thugs. I guarantee you they probably are thugs. They're not working. They're not sleeping, getting up to go to work in the morning. So what are they doing out at 12, 1, 2 o'clock? And white people, you don't see that because white people, when it gets dark, and it's a shame, it's going to get dark at 4 or 5 o'clock pretty soon with the winter setting in. They run into their house. They lock their doors. They don't answer their doors. It's amazing. It's amazing what happens in a community once the niggers take over. Now, again, you won't hear that anywhere else but right here. But you'll hear it here because I'm going to tell you the way I feel. I'm going to tell you the way I think. I'm going to tell you the way thousands and thousands and thousands of other people, both proud white and proud black, think. They may not say it out in public. They'll say it to their friends. They'll say it at the coffee shops. They'll say it at the bars. They'll say it at the restaurants. And I don't know why. Why can't people speak up? Oh, I'm sorry. If you speak up, you're a racist. They want me off the air because I'm a racist. They want me off the air because I say nigger. They want me off the air because I'm exposing these bastards for what they are. And eventually they'll probably win. You can't fight the government too long. I mean, they're using our money to fight us, and we have to use our money to fight them using our money that they're using to fight us. So, but they can know they were in a fight, and they know with me they've been in a fight. But they don't want somebody on the air. They want these politically correct bastards who talk the crap, who kiss their ass. Well, you know, I'm too old to kiss anybody's ass, so you bastards can all kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled, red, white, and blue patriotic ass because I don't give a damn. I want to thank Joseph. Thanks for the rap suggestion. Joseph, won't give his last name, sent me part of a rap song, and it's really pretty good, Joe, and I may end up using it, and I appreciate you guys listening. And I do. I appreciate everybody all throughout this country. We've got callers in every state. Thanks to the newspaper and all the bad art, all the political hit pieces on me, 11 or 12, that's 3 or 4 more than Trump got when he was running for president. But they get these news articles, they get on the internet, they see me, and they start listening. So I sincerely appreciate that. Let's go back to East St. Louis. East St. Louis, the state is taking over the funds for the first responders, for the policemen and the firemen and the dispatchers in East St. Louis. Now, they're $2.2 million behind, and I'm not blaming the current administration because crap like this takes forever to come about. But it's amazing how the district, school district, and also the city were taken over by the state at one point. And when the state took over the finances of the city, the oversight committee, they got back to normal. They were paying all their bills. They were doing everything they were supposed to do. And then what happened? The city took it back. The state got out of it. The city took it back. And what happened? You guys know what happened. You know exactly what happened. They're back in debt. Back in debt to the tune of, I don't know how many millions of dollars, but it says here, it's $2.2 million behind in contributions to the firefighters' pension fund and $1.7 million for retired police officers, according to the audits that they have. Now, but whenever the city was taken over by the state overseeing panel, everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. They had all their bills paid up. Nobody gave them any crap. They didn't have any financial situations. I ask what happened. I ask what happened to that. You know what happened. They got in there, they start stealing the money, they start doing everything they could do to screw up whatever they could screw up. And that's just not East St. Louis politicians, that's all these ass white bastards. But the they maintained it for over 23 years. The oversight, the Financial Advisory Authority of Illinois, oversaw the finances and it balanced this budget for 10 consecutive years in East St. Louis. The Financial Advisory Authority Oversight Committee. It maintained it for 23 years and they disbanded in 2014. Now, listen to me. In 2014, they disbanded it after 10 years of a balanced budget, after 10 years of paying all their bills. They were all caught up. Everything was going good after 23 years of oversight. So in 2014, the city took it over. By 2015, it had fallen behind once again. In a year's time, people, 23 years, the oversight committee had handled it, and they had a balanced budget. Didn't owe any money, paying their pensions, no financial problems whatsoever. But then they take it over in the first part of 2014, and then in the first part of 2015, it fallen behind once again. Both the fire and pension boards filed lawsuits against the city because they were behind 23 years of good financial management by the Illinois Financial Oversight Authority Committee. The city takes it back, and when I say the city, I mean the asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastard politicians. When they take it back, in 1 year, they're back owing money to the police department pension fund, the fire department pension fund, the police department pension fund, and the fire department pension fund filed suit. 23 years, everything ran good. In 1 year, it's all screwed up again. In 1 year. And so I ask, as I always ask, give me an example of one city that ever went from white to black and has been successful. Now, everybody bitched. I remember back in the day, a few years back. Oh, the state's coming and they're taking over. What racist bastards. You know, they don't think black people can handle it. No, black people, proud black people can handle it. It's the niggers. It's the criminal niggers, the criminal nigger politicians that can't handle it. But think about it. How ironic. After 1 year, people, after 23 years of financial stability in East St. Louis because of the Illinois Legislative Financial Advisory Authority, after 23 years of them balancing the budget, keeping East St. Louis under control, they give it back up to the politicians. In 1 year or less, it was probably less because they filed suit after 1 year. Apparently hadn't been getting paid for a few months. 1 year, After 23 good years, the city took over. Suits are being filed. Bills aren't being paid. Isn't it unbelievable? It's totally unbelievable. And that's just not in East St. Louis. That'll eventually happen in St. Louis, because the proud blacks will move out. The proud whites will be afraid. They'll move out. And it's coming in St. Louis. And it'll be a bunch of thug niggers running the city of St. Louis. Now, always, always keep the proud blacks out of this, because they're too busy working, trying to make a life for them and their families. They're too busy working to get ahead of the game, to be good citizens. So, and somebody always says, Bob, you say nigger. I say nigger because I do, and I will continue to separate the proud, hardworking black community from the niggers, as I will separate the proud white community from the crackers and the hunkies. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you mean, sir.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, why would they want to ask the police, who know the neighborhoods and know the beats of the crowds in the neighborhood, when they can pay the lay people who don't know their ass all on the ground to go out and try to figure it out themselves? Now, you know the lay people in the neighborhood know the dopers.
Well, yeah, the lay people are, if they're not involved, Dave, with the dopers, they're friends with them, and they reap the benefits of some of that dope sales. I've been a policeman long enough to know that the residual effect in those communities go down. Everybody will defend these dope pushers, not so much that they're afraid, I don't think, Dave, but because they're somewhat, at some level, involved, don't you think? I guess we lost Dave. But Dave made a great point. He made a great point. Nobody's going to snitch because everybody knows everybody. These people are going to take the money for this Cure Violence program, this $5 million that the city doesn't have the money to waste. And I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson. Why don't you get off your white little ass, your big little big ass, get your husband, Mike Owens, get him involved. Get that big mouth, mush mouth son of a bitch involved. And do something about it. You sit back, you have no comment. You sit back and you try to placate every side, Mayor Cruson, and you can't do it. You're going to have to take a stand. That's been your problem the whole time you've been mayor of the city of St. Louis. You don't want to take a stand. You put your finger in the air and you see which way the wind's blowing, and that's the way you go. That's not the sign of leadership, Mayor Cruson. That's definitely not the sign of leadership. You know that. I know that, and everybody knows that. You sit there with that title, but to hell with that title. You can be called a pilot, but if you can't fly a plane safely, you're not a pilot. And you're not a public servant, Vida Cruson. You're a typical politician. You're going to do and say whatever you need to do and whatever you need to say to keep that position of yours. Now, you know the niggers are coming after you in the next election. Now, you may have a black candidate out there running to try to siphon off some of the black votes, but I don't think you're going to survive, Lida Cruson. And I would tell you, I don't think that you should want to survive. You're not capable. They tell me that you're a decent person, and maybe you are a decent person, but I'm not talking about you as a person. I'm talking about you as a politician, and you are. You are by far a piss-poor politician, Lida Cruson. You're not good for that city. They need someone who's going to stand. I don't care if it's man, woman, black, or white. They need somebody who's going to stand up and speak up for the city and say, hey, enough's enough. We're tired of this politically correct crap. We can get people pissed off. We don't give a damn. We're going to stop this crime problem. We're going to analyze it, and we're going to get some action. We're not going to be begging. We're not going to have the state come in, the federal government come in. That's not only not fair to the people of St. Louis because of your lack of leadership and the rest of the politicians' lack of leadership. That's not fair to the people in the outer state area. Why should they support your violence? Why should they support the crap that you can't handle? So you want to call in the National Guard. You want to call in the state police. You want to call in everybody else. What about the outer state? They need police protection. You're going to get 25 state troopers coming into St. Louis. Those are 25 state troopers that could be somewhere else, Lida Cruson. And Lida, I wish you'd give me a call. I know you won't because you're not capable. You're not capable of handling an intelligent conversation. You want to sit there and let your age speak for you? You want to sit there and get all your advice from your age, who I think have half screwed you up? That's all you can do, Lida. You're not a leader. Maybe a decent person, maybe a decent mother, maybe a decent wife, but you're not a leader. And you sit there in a leadership position, Lida Crewson, and you're doing nothing, nothing but hurting the people of St. Louis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, people, if I aggravate you, if I piss you off, turn it off. And please don't come back. If you don't have the guts to listen and you don't have the fortitude to do something about it, you're wasting my time and apparently I'm wasting your time. People will say, oh, yeah, you're a nice guy. Yeah, thanks for listening. No, no. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if I have one listener or 5,000 listeners or maybe 5 million listeners. I don't care. It's not going to change the way I think. I'm going to think the way I think. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And nobody's going to change my mind. And nobody should change your mind after you've intelligently, I say intelligently, made up your mind. Go ahead, Kurt. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Kim Gardner and these cops that he's not prosecuting their arrest. Is that what the deal is with a certain cops that she's is that what the deal is?
What are you talking? Your phone's all broken up, Kurt. What are you? Give it to me one more time.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
About Kim Gardner, about her prosecuting not certain cops' arrest. The cops that make certain arrests, or is she not prosecuting their cases?
Well, I would assume not, but Kurt, you're right. That takes policemen. If she's not going to prosecute 25 police officers' cases, I say take them off the street. Not because they're not qualified, but I don't want one of those 25 police officers, heaven forbid, if I'm in St. Louis and me or a family member gets hurt or killed, and one of these 25 police officers handle the initial call, then the case is all screwed up. It never makes it to court. Because she's not going to take the testimony of these 25 police officers. That puts the city in jeopardy. That puts everybody that comes to the city of St. Louis in jeopardy today and every day, Kurt.
That just doesn't make sense. That they would be still be on the streets. I mean, nothing. Hey, I'm sure they're, you know, whatever reason that she has, which is probably bogus, they shouldn't be on the street, because that's just a lawsuit waiting to happen, and something not good is going to result from them cops being on the street.
You know, Kurt, thank you very much for the call. I agree with you. Agree with you completely. And you people that go to St. Louis, that listen all throughout the St. Louis area, that listen to me within a 150-mile radius, you people have second thoughts about going to St. Louis. And I don't think I have to tell you that. I don't think I have to tell you that. I bet you the revenue for St. Louis businesses have been down 20-30% in the last few years. I know I don't go to St. Louis anymore, unless I have to. It's not because I'm afraid they don't like me, they're going to shoot me. I'm just afraid because they'll shoot anybody. They'll pick and choose. Now, it's different if you say, hey, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to stir up any crap. I'm not going to make any enemies. And you go over to St. Louis, hell, you stand a chance of getting shot just as easily as I stand a chance of getting shot, disliked by a lot of, especially niggers over in St. Louis. It's just a violent area. It's going to remain a violent area. All these conventions, they never come out. There's a few, but most conventions won't stay away from St. Louis at any cost. Everybody knows they're the crime capital of the United States, number one violent city in this whole United States. Think about that, people. We talked about it last week. Number one for violence, the number one most dangerous city in this great United States of America is St. Louis. That's something you ought to be concerned about. If you live in Belleville, you live even in East St. Louis, you live out in Clayton, wherever you live in the surrounding St. Louis metropolitan area, you're going to come to St. Louis unless you have to? Hell no, you're not. All the restaurants are losing money, all the bars, all the venues, everybody. Everybody in the St. Louis area, the St. Louis metropolitan area, is losing money. Now, 10% here, 20% there. At the end of the day, that's enough to destroy a lot of businesses. People don't think about that. Everybody now, they go to North St. Louis. I know people in St. Louis, they say, hey, we get on the interstate. When we do any shopping, when we do anything at all, we do it in St. Louis County. We want to stay away from any place in St. Louis. Hell, St. Louis, Cherokee Avenue used to be nice. All down Grand Avenue used to be nice. The entire city was a decent place to live, a decent place to come to eat, a decent place to go to the shows. Anymore, you go to the Fox, hell, there's as many policemen and many security guards out there as there is participants in the shows. It's amazing when you have to have a big show of police force wherever you're going for any event. They load up on policemen, and it's a shame. It's really a shame that it has to be that way, but that's just the way it is. Go ahead, Karen. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, no, hey, Bob, this is Terrence, not Karen.
It's what?
Terrence with a T.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terrence.
Yeah, hey, no problem. Hey, I haven't heard you comment on the legislation in Illinois for the non-discrimination for the gay community. What are your thoughts on that?
What are you talking about, Terrence?
Well, they're getting ready to pass that law where you can, it's going to be illegal to discriminate, like, for the LGBT community if you, like, you know, don't want them to hire them or bake a cake for them or what, you know.
Well, you're talking, Terrence, thanks for the call. You're talking two different situations. You can't discriminate against them for a job. You can't discriminate against them for services. And when I say services, that's some services. Now, if a guy's a Christian and he owns a bakery and two gay people come in and are going to get married, I believe he's got every right to say, hey, listen, that's against my religion. I feel bad. I cannot participate in that. I understand that. But see, then you'll get the gay community. They're going to bitch. Oh, they should. No, find somebody that will. Because let me tell you what, if I'm a baker and you try to make me bake a cake because of my religious beliefs and I don't want to do it and I'm forced to do it, I'm going to do it. But you better not eat that son of a bitchin' cake. You better not eat it. And it just pisses me off when the gays, well, yeah, I want a cake with two men on there. If there's religious people that disagree with that and they're in business, they've got every right to say, hey, I'm not going to participate in that. Now, to hire somebody for a job, I agree with you. To hire somebody, you go in a restaurant and they say, oh, I'm not going to serve you because you're gay. That's one thing. But when they come into a place and say, hey, you're going to have to bake a cake for us because we're gay. And you know what the problem is, Terrence and everybody else? They could have went someplace else. They could have let that go and went someplace else. But no, they're going to make a big to-do. They're going to make a big to-do about it. And that's what hurts the gay movement, just like it hurts the black movement. They all want to bitch. Now, these people that are bitching and maybe filing suit because the baker wouldn't bake a gay cake for them, they could have went someplace else and just said, hey, we're never coming back. But no, they wanted to make a big to-do, and now there's a possible lawsuit, there's discrimination. But I think the courts initially said that the gentleman, the baker, didn't have to do it. And I don't blame him. I do not blame him. And I'm not a real religious guy, but if there's real religious people out there, and that's against their religion, and they feel bad about participating in it, I think they have every right to say, hell no, I'm not going to bake that cake. But hey, if I ever have a bakery, you gay guys, I don't give a damn what you are, but you come by and I'll bake a cake for you. It'll be a cake. Your mama. These guys all get mad. Skip gets mad because I left my shoes under his mama's bed last night. Well, I mean, I thought I was a crazy, no good son of a bitch, but there's some real, real stupid people out there. Now, here's a guy, this Skip, apparently he was gay and pissed at me. Well, you guys can all be pissed. I have every right to think how I think. You have every right to think how you think. And you gay bastards, I want to know one thing. Why are we the bad people? We're the straight people. Why are we the bad people? Because we don't believe and we don't want to participate in homosexuality. Why are we bad? Why aren't you bad for participating in homosexuality? You people say, oh, we're mad at you because you don't believe in what we believe in. Well, we're mad at you because you don't believe in what we believe in. We can flip the script. I say with the gay bastards, I have no problem against the gay community. Go out and do whatever you do. Have a good life. When you have sexual experiences with somebody the same sex, that's okay. But do it in the confines of your house. Don't bring it out on the street. Don't dress up like a woman. Don't get somebody fired because you're a man. Remember Friday we talked about it. A guy got fired because he wouldn't call a man, 6'2" man, bulky man with a beard, wouldn't call him miss. And he gets fired. See, they want to bring it up. They want to throw it in your face. Be what you want to be. Don't throw your crap in our face, and we won't throw our crap in your face. We can get by on a day-to-day basis. We can work together. We can even socialize. But when it comes to the end of the night, whatever your sexual preference is, that's fine. But you take it to the confines of your bedroom. Don't bring it out in the street. You see this gay crap now. I'm sorry, faggot, not the proud gay community. Keep the proud gay community out of it. They live their normal lives and they do their sexual whatever they do in their bedroom. You get these bastards that dress up like women on all these gay parades and swishing around. And then the gay community wants to know why the straight community is a little standoffish. You just make everybody, the straight people, feel real, real, real uncomfortable. If you could just be normal, it would be different. But no, can't be normal. The proud gays can, but the faggots can't be normal. They got to go out there and they got to dress like women, act like women, act stupid, have parades, demand this because they're gay. I don't know if there's any rights in the Constitution that says that you get some kind of special dispensation because you're gay. Now, if there is, somebody call me up and let me know. But at this point, I don't really think there is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. I see here where a guy in Tennessee kills himself after he was outed as bisexual, outed as gay, I guess on Facebook. He kills himself. Now, here's a gay guy. If it wasn't wrong, if it wasn't different, then why would this gay guy be embarrassed? Maybe this gay guy thinks it's wrong too, and he just did it, and that's okay. But he kills himself because he was outed? He should be a proud gay man if he's gay. So that gets me wondering about sometime gay people, maybe you think it's wrong. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I don't give a damn. That's up to you. But again, as always, don't flaunt it. Don't flaunt it. And I just thought maybe Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, I just thought maybe that he'd be interested in this bisexual gentleman that kills himself. So Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, if you're listening, maybe that would interest you, if you know what I mean. And maybe you do. Go ahead, Charles, you're on the dark side. Yeah, I was the eight. Hey, Charles, don't waste your time. He says I'm supposed to point out that I was the gay grand marshal of the St. Louis. You know, you gay guys, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's the sex you're having with other guys or you're just idiots, but sometimes you guys just aren't right. And I'm glad I piss people off. At least I know I've got a lot of the gay community listening. Before we go, Normandy High School had an alumni bonfire. 1,000 to 2,000 people. They had police officers and security guards to manage the crowd. This is Normandy High School, primarily all black attendance. And they had a shooting. 5 people shot, including an off-duty plainclothes police officer, shot. That's 5 people at Normandy High School alumni bonfire. Now, the proud blacks, I know they weren't involved, but the niggers, they can't have anything without having a shooting. I don't understand that. I guess that's part of their life. Hey, let's go out and have a good time, have a barbecue, and bring your guns because we got to have a shooting. Somebody's got to die. Us niggers, we can't have a good time unless somebody dies. And I'm not trying to make light of death, but that's the way it appears to be. An alumni for Normandy High School, a bonfire on Crown Point Drive in North St. Louis. 5 people were shot. Now, a bonfire, everybody gets together, old high school alumni get together, talk about old times, and there has to be a shooting. There has to be a shooting with police officers. So for you people that say, oh, we need a cure violence mandate, you've got police officers here, you've got security guards here, and a shooting still breaks out and 5 people are still shot at the Normandy High School alumni bonfire. I'm surprised somebody didn't get burned up. I'm surprised they didn't throw somebody in the fire and burn the bastards up. And again, not trying to make light of the situation, but you can't even go to a high school reunion in a nigger area without there being violence. And that's not being racist, that's just being factual. As always, people, time to go. So let's continue. You know elections are coming up. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastards and political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. They're the ones destroying our communities, destroying our country, destroying our lives. We work hard, paying 60-70% of our dollar in taxes. You people better get upset. You better research these candidates and vote accordingly. Vote for who's best for you, your family, future generations. Vote who's best for this great country. not vote because he's a Democrat, not vote because he's a Republican. Vote the person. Vote the person, not the party. This whole country would be a lot better off. So again, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never any violence. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch! The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.